Listeners, hi, and welcome to today's episode, which is actually the very first episode of No Ordinary Woman, the podcast. I am your host, CJ, and today's episode is called Just Do It. Thank you for tuning in. About 3 months ago, I started this podcast, and like with most projects that I tackle in life, I started with a plan, a carefully laid out plan with a week by week episode list, and each week was assigned a topic and a script to go with it. In fact, for the past 3 months, I have been recording episodes weekly, and I couldn't wait to share it with you guys. Now, amongst the topics in my library, the ones I haven't published as yet, are things like what it's like being raised by depression and being a mom of two teenagers and a tween, especially the impact of gang violence in Cape Town on my life and those of my kids and how to fix my family life. Then there's an episode where I share what it's like being an anxiety sufferer, and I speak frankly about my marriage, and I share tips on intimacy, etc. Now guys, I've been so busy creating content and recording, and the ideas have been rolling around in my head, and I found myself overwhelmed at some stage. Overwhelmed in the sense that I allowed doubts and fears to make its way into my mind, and instead of pushing forward, I allowed it to consume me. You see, I don't want to be seen as an epic failure or be part of a series of failures. It's not that I want to be perfect. Nobody's perfect. But I just suppose I just really don't want to look like an idiot. And it's really that simple. I don't want anyone to think, oh my goodness, what is this woman on about, you know? Now, with this in mind, I also realize that I'm not immune to failure. No one is. And we cannot control every event in our lives. And the truth is that every great success story has a chapter or an episode of failure. And yeah, if you think about the KFC guy, how many times did he fail? Think light bulbs and cars. And yeah, so every major success there is in life, those guys had to go through a series of failures. But they didn't give up, you know? And the difference between you and I and all the successful people in the world is that they didn't allow roadblocks to stop them. They kept moving forward, and moving forward meant that they had to start at some point. Because to be great at something, you need to start. And at some point, to be great at anything, we need to start. So basically, we need to have this... to adopt this attitude of just do it. Now, words have been uttered to me fairly often the past couple of weeks by friends, and the words actually just do it. And just the other night, I spoke to a friend of mine, and the very first thing she said to me was, okay, so when is this podcast happening? And just do it. And funny enough, I laughed and I said to her, you know what? The words you just uttered now is the words of my very first podcast episode. It's just do it. And I've been psyching myself up for the past couple of weeks and nearly talking myself into taking action. And it's a lot to do with confidence, which is not something I usually lack, but I have my moments of self-doubt as well. And moments that have now turned into months, 3 to be exact. But yeah, who's counting? Who's counting? A moment, whether it is 2 seconds long, 5 minutes long, 3 months long, it's still a moment, right? Anyway, so my mantra for the past 3 weeks have been, if not you, then who? And also, why the heck not? Because guys, why the heck not? Why am I procrastinating? Why am I putting this off? And we always delay our plans to reach for goals that never amount to anything but dreams. And we self-sabotage and eventually kill our dreams because of fear. And this fear is fear of the unknown and fear of judgment. And I think that has been my biggest thing. Because what if someone listens to this and like, okay. Or my kids get ridiculed for it. Or even somebody goes like, seriously, what are you trying to do? And guys, the thing is, how many of us have let our dreams go or killed it at inception? And, you know, this kind of self-sabotage is something that I'm always guilty of. Always, always, always. And I call it death by nerves. And yeah, just the other day, totally off topic, we were in a store and we saw the ice cream flavor death by chocolate, and my husband wasn't impressed with it. And I said, but that is a name. It's called death by chocolate. You get death by chocolate cakes and blah, blah, blah. And it just made me think like, dude, who are you? Like, everybody knows you get death by chocolate cake and death by chocolate this and that and that. So, yeah. Anyway, I digress. And so, guys, yeah, like I said, I call this death by nerves. And a goal without action is just a dream. And if we don't do anything if we don't fill our dreams, if we don't make plans around our dreams, it basically just, it stays there. It becomes a dream, and years later, it becomes a regret. And you think of the would-haves and the could-haves, and why didn't I? And that's the last thing I want to do. I don't want to wake up 10 years from now and think, you know what, I should have done that. Pardon me. Now, obviously, I know that fear and nerves are natural. It's natural, guys. And it's got to do with our confidence levels and how we exude confidence when we don't think we have anything. And we're constantly worried about things like, what will people think? And what if I fail? And how do I explain it if it all goes south? And I've been asking myself a whole lot, like, what qualifies me to speak to you guys? And what makes me so special that you would actually give me a listen? And the only answer I came up with was, if not me, then who? Because there will always be someone who has something to say. And guys, why can't it be me? And I literally had to talk myself into continuing with this podcast and not to be a one-hit wonder, or at least to guys not worry about too much, putting too much thoughts into it and allowing the negative committee in my mind to just totally take over. So I've had to learn to let go of my inhibitions. And guys, it's been no easy feat. It has been no easy feat, I tell you, to basically just think like, oh, well, I'm not going to worry about it. But it's something new. It's something new. It's a new experience. And with this new experience, I had to form little habits each day for the past couple of weeks. And habits that would bring me a step closer. And this meant that I had to train my brain, kind of thing, and just tell myself, you know what, it doesn't matter what you think you sound like, you are doing something, you're going out there, and you are reaching a goal, type thing. And guys, I really think I have come a step closer, because you're listening to this episode now, right? And it's published, so that is something, right? So, yeah, I had to remind myself that I can't please everyone. And it's okay if I'm not everyone's cup of tea, if you don't like the sound of my voice. And, yeah, guys, not everybody likes tea. So, yeah, consider me tea. And someone else coffee. If you prefer coffee, go for it. But yeah, it's how life works, guys. In general, this is something I believe so strongly. And I'm of the opinion that not everybody has to like me. I won't say I don't care that they don't like me, but I don't spend too much time worrying about people not liking me, because I keep my circle, I keep close, and I'm not a bad person. So if someone doesn't like me for whatever reason, Can't actually, yeah, it can't really be because I've done something to them. It's probably just because they don't like my hair or my nose or whatever the case may be. But something about talking into microphone, guys. I think that is the biggest thing that made me not do this. And before you guys think that this podcast is just about me and this podcast and overcoming this fear and making excuses for not publishing this sooner or whatever thoughts you might have, guys, this podcast is not about me. It's not about me. I will use experiences in my life so that I can share it with you guys, and hopefully you'll get some kind of seed or pearl of wisdom from it. Because there is a message. There is always a message. And the message today, and like I said, the title of the episode is Just Do It. And the message is basically a big part of my journey of recording this podcast, and a big part of the learning. I'm so sorry, guys. But yeah, a big part of learning was to get used to my voice, to familiarize myself with the dynamics of recording, and I had to listen to myself and, just trust in myself and trust that what I need to say is indeed worth saying and by me. So trusting my abilities and not focusing on my inadequacies. And just yesterday I spoke to a colleague of mine and we were talking about me publishing this first podcast, and I shared with her that I've got a speech impediment. And that is one of my biggest inadequacies. And I was a flabbergasted, but she was shocked because I don't sound, if you listen to me, yeah, I suppose you'll pick it up at some stage. But yeah, guys, I've got a speech impediment, and this is not something that a lot of people has picked up because I'm always conscious of it. And I've been so conscious of it that this was one of the things that kept me from publishing, kept my dream and my goal on hold. And it's something that I had to let go of. I had to let go of an insecurity, something that doesn't bother me as much, but going onto a new platform, it is something that I'm sure that people can, guys, you can listen to it over and over again and you can pick it up. And yeah, I was afraid that people would think that there's something wrong with me, which there's nothing wrong with me. There's absolutely nothing wrong with me. So yeah, one of the things I had to let go of was my insecurities, and I had to, like I said earlier, I had to trust in my abilities and stop focusing on my inadequacies. And then most of all, I had to let go of someday. Now, someday is not a day of the week. If there's one thing I can share with you in these self-confidence examples, it's that confident people know that a good plan executed today is better than a great plan executed someday. Because we all have this thing where we wait for someday. You're going to study someday. You are going to buy a car someday. You are going to get married someday. You are going to reach for your goals someday. But there are 7 days in the week, guys. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, which is not someday. Yeah, so waiting for the perfect time or the right opportunity is a waste of time. There will always be a million reasons why you should wait and put off or try something else. But guys, the time is limited. And like I said, I don't want to wake up 10 years from now and regret not doing something. Because We don't have forever to do this stuff. Yes, there should be no limit, but the time for everything is now. If I think about what is happening in Cape Town at the moment and all the events leading up to it, of women fearing fire safety, and I promise I'm not getting into that today, but guys, if we had taken a stand a couple of years ago, believe you me, I'm not playing the blame game, but something has got to give. If we hadn't left our voices unheard and left it for some day, I'm fairly certain that it would have escalated to where we are now. So, guys, yeah, we don't have forever to do stuff, and we need to make our voices heard as soon as possible. We need to not only make our voices heard, but we need to reach for our goals and we need to fulfill our plans. Then, when you go ahead and you just do it, a few things will happen. You will attract people with similar goals in your life, and you get to start living, guys. Get to start living, and you're in that moment. And whether or not you have doubts, insecurities, or whether you don't sound perfect, people will know that you mean business. You will start building momentum, and guys, people have no choice but to respect you and to respect your work, because it's easy to watch people do that, or to listen to somebody do something brilliant, but it's not easy to go out there and actually do it. So with all this said, I'd like to encourage you to take that leap and just do it. Whether it be starting your side hustle, changing careers, posting a selfie without a filter, start studying towards your dream career, whether it's chopping your hair, starting a new workout, or that's just whatever it is you've been talking yourself out of. Take that leap of faith and just do it. Because someday can be today. So yeah, just do it. Don't allow fears to hold you back, because you can make a difference. We can all make a difference, guys. And what we need to remember, what we need to realize, is that we don't have to be perfect to be amazing. And we don't have to do things the way other people does it. Try doing things your own way and trust your own processes. Because if you believe in something strongly, it's important to take that leap. So, guys, really, just don't be afraid of being yourself and showing people who you are. You don't have to pretend to be anyone else other than you. And that is why today's podcast and going forward, I have just decided, you know what? I am leaving the script behind. I'm leaving the polished perfection, which I thought I had to put out there. I'm leaving all of that behind. And I'm being me. Because I am not going to get caught up in the comparison game. And if I make a mistake, it's okay. Guys, if you make a mistake, it really is okay. Because as long as you have done your best, so you go out there, you strive for excellence, you do your best. And if you make a mistake, it's okay. Because you can always, always go back and try to fix that mistake, as opposed to thinking of all the ways that things can go wrong without even trying. The beautiful thing about mistakes is that you can only learn from it. There is, guys, honestly, yes, I've got a fear of failure as well. I hate making mistakes. I also don't enjoy falling. But yeah, that type of thing, it's like, seriously, guys, mistakes happen. Mistakes happen. It's a part of life. Failure is a part of life as well. You won't know unless you try to do something. And today I want to leave you, or my nasally voice, and I want to leave you with this very final point is, guys,
I've said it a few times during this podcast, and I'm going to say it again. Just do it. Stop thinking about all the things that can go wrong. Think about all the things that can go right. Be you. Be the best you that you can be. Just do it. Just do it. Just do it. Just do it. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you guys next time. Bye.